Pero Sahana 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 Ānandam Paramānandam
Stone and all present here. Audio is clear? Volume is less. Hari Om. You must say okay. Only then I will start.
Yeah.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So today, we will discuss the topic of decision making. How to make decisions in life. So, there are so many factors which we have to keep in mind while taking decisions. So, what are those different factors that we have to discuss? First one, decision making based on our faculties. So what are the faculties we have? We have two major faculties, the faculty called mind and the faculty called intellect. Mind takes decisions based on likes and dislikes. Intellect takes decisions based on right and wrong. So the mind says, I like this, let us do. I don't like this, let us not. What about the intellect? This is right, you must do it. This is wrong, you must not do it. So whom should we listen to? All of us, we have this mind and intellect. Both of us are guiding us, asking us to do certain things, depending upon the situation. Whom should we listen is the question. So the answer is, we must always listen to our intellect. Decision making must be based on the intellect. The Zoom people are able to hear? Yeah, audio is clear. Let us see how much. Because what about you people? Is clear here?
Yeah.
I think this mic is better. No. What is the maximum you can go? Hari Om. Now, Zoom people. Ah, see that. Excellent. You see. So let it be like this one. So the mind, so problem was not with me, problem was with the audio. So, mind and the intellect. So we should always listen to our intellect. So how many situations are possible? Four situations. First situation, something is right and I love doing it. Any problem? No problem. Situation number two, something is wrong and I dislike doing it. Any problem? No problem. Now comes the problematic space. Something is right and I dislike doing it. Something is wrong and I love it. Here is the problem. And wherever there is a problem, there is an opportunity also. There is an opportunity to grow, to evolve spiritually. In every such situation, there is a tug of war between mind and intellect. It's an opportunity for us to spiritually become strong. There's a struggle. This is the law of life. If you want to gain anything in life, there is a pain. But the spiritual people also have to go through this pain. What is that pain? The inner struggle between the mind and the intellect. The inner struggle, the vasanas are trying to pull me down. The knowledge which I have gained from the scriptures, they are trying to lift me up. There is a struggle. In this struggle, we have two options. Either we can support the mind or we can support the intellect. Either we can listen to the mind or listen to the intellect. And that is what is going to decide everything about the mind. So the first case, what happens when we listen to our mind? Listening to our mind means doing whatever I like and not doing whatever I dislike, irrespective of whether it is right or wrong. What happens to such a person? So whenever my life is decided based on my life's understanding, what happens is the faculty called mind becomes stronger and stronger in me. This faculty of intellect becomes weaker. Whatever you feed, that entity becomes powerful. Whatever entity you ignore, that entity will become weak. So here is a person who is listening only to his mind and his living side. So see that cycle, karma, sukha dukha, raga dvesha, again, karma. So in the morning we had discussed, we perform action, there is sukha dukha, based on sukha dukha, whatever has given you sukha, you like it, whatever has given you dukha, you recite it, and again, the actions based on dislikes and dislikes. So when we perform action this way, what happens to the likes and dislikes in us? Becomes interest. What is this likes and dislikes? Nothing but the mind. The mind becomes stronger and stronger. That mind becomes a monstrous master. And we become a helpless slave of that monster. Such a mind becomes our worst enemy. What are the best examples? A chain smoker. Drunkards, drug addicts, internet addicts, that also has to be added. Phone addicts. Somebody told me that, you know, a lot of various kinds of psychological diseases are apparent. Now, so many people are addicted to all these things. Pain and therefore, the sleep patterns are old patterns, the whole body. Varieties of diseases which were never heard before. All these are because of what? Because of giving priority to the mind and ignoring the intellect. So, in such a person, what happens is intellect becomes weaker. Intellect becoming weaker means what? That intellect is no more able to guide me. Intellect is like a light. In the presence of light, you very clearly see what is right, what is wrong. Now that light of that intellect becomes dim. And when the dim light, you are not able to clearly decide what is right. That intellect is no more able to guide. In fact, in the life of a person which is mind-oriented, a time comes when intellect justifies every decision of the mind. This is the most dangerous thing. Whatever I like, I will find justification to prove that it is right. Very dangerous. So here is a diabetic patient and here is a Tirupati girl. So what will the intellect say? Prasada, how can I ignore? Feel the whole thing. Thinking this prasada, maybe you can be anything, no? This is called intellect justifying the mind. Many times when such people come for these talks, they want to listen to what they like to hear. They would not want to know the truth. What they want to hear? If the speaker is speaking what I like, then the speaker is a boost. Otherwise, let me get up and go ahead. That is not called a shravana. Such a shravana is called filtered shravana, biased shravana. You are taking only what you want, the things which may be true. But you don't like, you feel that. Such shravana is of no use. You see, in how many ways in this song, way of living affects. But some of us say, mind becomes strong, intelligent to be, and the person suffers from this. On the other hand, a person who lives based on the wise guidance of the intellect. I don't care whether I like it or not. If it is true, if it is right, I will pursue it. There will be pain, what doesn't matter, but I just. There will be loss, no problem, I just. Then what happens to the person? The intellect becomes brighter and brighter. And in the presence of such a bright intellect, things become very clear. Decision making is not difficult when everything is clear. When there is light, brilliant light, you clearly see what is right, what is wrong. There is no gray area. Okay. And everything is there, but we just walk around. This is what happens when we walk the path of righteousness. When we walk the path shown by our intelligence. When we walk the path of commandment. This intellect slowly gets transformed and becomes the voice of conscience, which is called as voice of God. That topic we will discuss later. So in the beginning, this is what we have to do. Whatever we are convinced that it is right, let us settle. This is called spiritual. So I have heard something from the scriptures. I'm convinced of it. Once I'm convinced of it, I have to do this. This knowledge also has got three levels. One is Sravana Janitanya. You listen to it. You listen to the speech. Listen to some voice. So that is just an information. The second thing is Manana Janitanya. You have got reflection. You have thought over it. And now you are convinced that this is it. It is a doubt of the knowledge. That is better than Shravana. But there is a third level. What is that? Nidhyasa Janitanya. Now you are trying to live it. It is not just conviction, you are practicing it. You are putting it into practice. Effort is there. Because your vasanas are pulling you against. Your likes and dislikes are against it. It's a struggle. But actually, it is this struggle which transforms your information into your wisdom. What is the difference between mere information and wisdom? Digested knowledge is called wisdom. That knowledge which has become a part of your personality. Remember in the morning, the term was Ananya Proka. That person who speaks that knowledge which has become one with him. It is not separate. He has become Ananya. He has become one. Means what? Whatever is practicing is good. Whatever has become a part of his personality is good. When such a person is the leader of us, he becomes very great. So there are three stages of knowledge. Knowledge is knowledge only when it has become a part of our personality. And the process of converting this knowledge into listening, living it, struggling against the vasanas, the habits. Then that knowledge becomes assimilated knowledge, digested knowledge. What is the proof that this particular knowledge has digested? One with me. What is the proof? The proof is in every situation, I will respond based on this new knowledge. This is the proof. Recently, one amma came and said, Swamiji, I have listened to proving it all, but then my husband was sick, diagnosed with some cancer. All this knowledge which I heard, nothing of it. I became so miserable. This knowledge just evaporated. In that hospital, when the medical bills were coming, I was worried about where I will get this money. But when I am hearing such a donkey, my mother is so busy. But when a situation is coming, what happened to that knowledge? So this information-based knowledge is not going to help. Conviction-based knowledge is also not going to help. What is going to help? Transform the knowledge. That is what is the strength. The prime times. Is your knowledge capable of giving you peace of mind? This is the proof. Whether knowledge has been transformed into wisdom or not, the proof is and during prime times. Is this knowledge capable of giving me peace? If it is, in fact, you find that to the extent you have digested that knowledge, to that extent you gain. And what is the process to transform this knowledge into wisdom? Process is struggle. Part of life. Right? I did it. Fighting against my vasanas. Fighting against my tempting mind. So this is the first one is decision making based on faculty. So how should we make decision? Whatever the intellect says, let us just do it. Agre Visham Pariname Amrutopam. In the beginning, it is poison. Poison is a very, very repelling because a lot of struggle is there. But in the end, what happens? When the intellect becomes a master, mind becomes an obedient slave of that intellect, then it is comfortable. There is no struggle at all. This is called as integrated personality. What is integrated personality? Whatever the intellect says, mind just obeys. Whatever is right, I love to read. Whatever is wrong, I dislike to read. This is called integration. Personality integration. Such a person is called as Siddha Pritya. Siddha Pritya means what? Understanding is firm. Intellect is firm. Why is it firm? Because there is no opposing force. Opposing force comes from the mind. Clear, clear. No struggle in life. The real challenge is not the challenge of the outer world. The real challenge is this. Inner disintegration is the real challenge. The more and more you are integrated with them, the more and more the mind and intellect has become one, they become very strong, and it is this inner strength which gets transformed into willpower, which is capable of helping us solve all external problems. If you can solve the internal problem, external problem is a cakewalk. The real problem is here. The real problem is not there. So that is why spiritual people always work here. Suppose there is a tree and you have ants. Who is the problem of the tree or the ants? If your ants is strong and sharp, tree is not a problem. But if the ants itself is weak and blunt, every situation becomes a crisis. But if inner personality is integrated, then every crisis is merely a situation. Second one, decision making with respect to the roles that we play in life. The law is, whichever is a bigger role, act accordingly. Sometimes the roles conflict, and this is what happens with Arjuna. In the battlefield, his family role was in conflict with his military role. The family role said, love Bhishma, Drona, etc. Love all of them. The military role said, kill all of them. Now what will you do? You can't do the same loving and killing. So there's a conflict. So whenever such a whole conflict, what decision you should take? Whichever is a bigger role, I must act accordingly. Family role is only with respect to the family. There is a military role is associated with the entire nation. Who is the father? He's a judge, and his own son is brought as a criminal. And according to the crime, the father has to pass, say, capital punishment. Such is the crime. So now, that judge, should he be a father or a judge? He can't say, to err is human, to forgive is divine. He will be like a devil quoting the scriptures. Isn't it? Bigger role is the judge role. Father role is smaller. A mother as a teacher is correcting her, not the paper. And she finds the paper of her own son. So there should she be a son, I mean, should she be a mother or a teacher? As a teacher, she should be marks impartially, though the mother in her wants to give more marks to her son. This is the role conflict. The only son of the parent is the army and the war breaks out. Now, can you say, no, who else will look after my father and mother? So, I will not go for the war, I will stay back home. Is it dharma or adharma? Nation comes first. Only nation is their family. So there are so many occasions where such roles conflict. So decision must be based on which one is the bigger one. And you will always find that intellectual support. You see, all these factors which you are designing, which you are discussing, they all are in line with each other. Right. Now the third one. Decision making based on the beneficial. Who is the one who is going to benefit? So wherever the beneficiary is a larger cross-section, that decision will be made. Who is going to benefit? If the totality is going to benefit, then I must sacrifice my individuality for the welfare of the sacrifice of the individual for the welfare of the is to everyone. In sports also it is football. So here is an opportunity for me to score the goal. I'm in the penalty area, but goalkeeper is in front. But there is my teammates, he is in a better position to score the goal. He is also there in the penalty box. In front of him, goalkeeper is not there. So what should I do? Pass on the ball. Now the problem is, if I pass on the ball, he will score the goal. But tomorrow my name will not be there in the newspaper. Everyone will glorify him. My sacrifice, people will not see. But for the welfare of the league, I have to. What should be even more important is not the individual glory, but the glory. Success and prosperity of the world. Or as Yajna. Sahayajna prajasasva purumaja prajapati anena prasadishyadvam. The Lord has to be with the man. It's not loving advice given by the Lord. May you didn't give me ourselves. In our children, we pledge ourselves, giving more than what we take, producing more than what we consume. This is the way we have to live. Wherever we go, in the community, in the organization, in the nation, in the society, in the community, the question we should ask is, what can I give? How can I contribute? How can I contribute to the peace and harmony of the society? The very heart of the people. This should be the way our mind is. Then what will happen? Ishtan, Bhugan, Hivodevaha, Dasinti, Nityabhavitaha. The cosmos has a law. And the law is, wherever such people are there, there will be success. There will be beginning of prosperity. There will be spiritual evolution. Everything. Ishtan, Bhugan, Dasinti. Such a person also goes higher and higher, both materially and spiritually. So this is the kind of worship we have. So this is the main thing, always be keeping in mind who is going to help us. So that is why taking bribe is other. What happens by taking bribe? I as an individual benefits, but who is the loser? The community, the society, the nation. So any such action where I prosper at the cost of the society, such actions are called pāpakarma, sinful actions. What is my nature? Accordingly, should I behave in this way? Especially when choosing profession, we have this thought. Especially in luxuries. What is the profession which I must choose? So many times, there is pressure. My friends are taking a particular profession, therefore I also want to. Or there is a particular profession which is giving me a lot of money, therefore I choose. Or there is a particular profession where there is a lot of demand. Or sometimes my father and mother, they are forcing me. Father says, I could not become a doctor this year, so my son should become a doctor. There are all the confusions regarding profession. So according to the law of Bhagavad Gita, what does Bhagavad Gita say? Swadharme nitam shayata paradharmam mayamava. You must choose your profession based on that. That's only to do. So what is swadharma? Something which gives you fulfillment in life. Many times, you may be successful in a profession, but it may not give you fulfillment. Some things you may be able to do it better also, but there is no sense of fulfillment. Now, doing your sadhana, there is a sense of fulfillment. And doing your sadhana, problems are not problems, they are opportunities to learn. Challenges you don't feel like a burden. You consider it as an opportunity to learn. So let them understand the reason. By doing sadhana, you're not bothered about how many people are recognizing your place. You just enjoy doing it. Then understand. What is the swadharma of a deer running on the What is the swadharma of a fish? It already is living in water. What is the swadharma of a monkey? It lives on the tree. Correct? What is the swadharma of an earthworm? Not over the earth, but under the earth. So each and every living thing you see, they are happy because they are doing their job. But suppose the tree thinks that monkey is so happy about the tree, I should also climb it. That the fish will be absolutely failure. Isn't it? Fish is a failure not because it is a failure. It has chosen the wrong place. So the surprise not to be on this. Yes, there is no proper guidance. Take the wrong thing and mess up their whole life. How to know our Swadharma? As I said, there is a sense of quality. There is this Lord who is guiding us something. He is wise. Based on Swadharma. Next one is decision making based on the voice of conscience. Every one of us, every moment, we are guided by the Lord. But if your attention is all the time outside, you will never be able to listen to His inner voice. One of the very many advantages of meditation is this. You listen to this. When we are sent into this creation, our Creator, just like a concerned father and mother, always helping us. He's always speaking to us. We must be able. We must have time to listen to it. And we must value this. A person who ignores his guidance, that person has a more and more you listen to thoughts. What are we supposed to do with this? More and more you listen to his voice and act accordingly. As I said earlier, the intellect will become brighter. This voice of intellect itself is the voice of conscience. They become one. You can trust that voice. The voice. In fact, you don't have to do even thinking wrong. It's just observe. A noble thought comes, a pure thought comes. What happens to mind? There's a disturbance. What is that disturbance? It's a warning from the Lord. My little child, this. The conscience, let it not gain momentum and become gross speech and gross actions in your life. Amen. So even as the thought is alerting, there is somebody who is warning us. This is the expression of love. When a mother sees that the child is going to do something wrong, that love in her forces the child. Anyway. goes in the mother kingdom. Somebody guilty or that guiding, paying attention, concerned about me. So what should I do as a child of the Lord? Listen to the voice. Obey them. Respect them. That's all we need to do. Be a good child of the Lord. The father and mother of this universe. Pay attention to what is happening. You can't ignore this universe. The person who is really extroverted will never know all these things. You see, every negative thought will have a dissonance, and that dissonance will have a particular flavor. Different types of dissonance. Dissonance due to anger, that's what I'm saying. Dissonance due to hatred, dissonance due to jealousy, will have another thing. Dissonance due to greed, will have another thing. These flavors are kept quiet so that we recognize where we are going from. If there is a guilt in you after doing something, understand you are doing something. You will always find that whenever you are doing something good, noble, selfless, with God, what is the joy? You are creating this happiness. Next one. Decision making. I hope you remember this one. Decision making based on the fact of this finding. Second one, the role in taking this one. Third one, protect, beneficial. Fourth one, so fifth one, oh, that is very good. Conscience. Next one, decision making based on moods of the mind, gunas. Gunas. Never take decision when the mind is either in rajas or tamas. Because a rajasic mind is misleading. A tamasic mind also will mislead. Rajasic mind will show the wrong thing and say this is the right thing. So when should decisions be taken? When the mind is in something. So Bhagavan says, Nitya Sattva Sattva Bhava, ever meaning Sattva. When the mind is in Sattva, such a mind alone can be blessed. Not all mind can be blessed. So there are major decisions have to be taken. And if you feel that your mind is not in a prepared state, it's an agitated state, don't take this. Otherwise, what will happen? Act in haste, repent in. And is your best sign. And then the bridge. that Satvik mind will tell you truth. Because Satvik mind is a pure mind. It is a peaceful mind. And whenever the mind is in Satvik state, we are in touch with the law. We are in tune with the law. So His infinite wisdom is available to us. His guidance is available very clearly. At that time, whatever that mind says, or decide to do it. Later on, by the time after breakfast, you enter into the world of problems, that mind will say, no, don't listen. Because then the mind has become resisting. Whatever the decision you have taken in the morning, all these things, when should we know? At a young age or after retirement? When should we study Vedanta? Very many people come to this path. When everything is over, all blunders have been committed, mistakes have been committed, messed up the whole life. Then, as a last resort, to get some peace, they come. The whole of Bhagavad Gita is manual of right living. After living your life, you are studying the manual. Why? We must, you know, expose our children, our grandchildren to be solid at a very young age. You know, they are going to face life. Challenges of life. That is time when you need. War is over and you are collecting all weapons. Don't even know that such moves are there. They think that all time I am saying, you are not seeing. When you are in Satvik mode, you are at your best. When you are in Tamasic mode, you are at your worst. You want to study well. In which mode you will study? Satvik is a way. Convert and Tamasic or Rajasic mind into the Satvik mode. That's the way. So prayer and study that. Take the mind Satvik. Then enter into studies. You will be able to understand. Be able to remember that for a moment. This is the moment. We can give our time. We can pause. Next one. This is the meaning based on the scriptural teachings. Many times, what happens? The instructions are not clear. Matu Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. Instruction there is a generation. But there can be very many situations where these instructions cannot work. And that is why in our Purana so many stories are given. In Bhagavatam so many stories are given. Mahabharatam so many stories are given. Why these stories are given? So that we know. How did in such a situation our ancestors, the great ones, the saints and sages, how did they respond to this situation? We have students. Matu Devo Bhava. But what did Bharata do? He disobeyed his mother. Pitru Devo Bhava. What did Prahlada do? He disobeyed his father. You see? Certain instructions are not always valid. Acharya Devo Bhava, what did Arjuna do? But that one is the guidance of the instruction. Next one, decision making. By advice. approach the wise ones in the society. This is also an option. Many times we are confused. We don't know what to do. Then approach somebody who's wise, who is sick. Towards whom you have brought up love, respect, forgiveness. And then decide that whatever this person says, I can do. God's guidance comes through that person. What is there in the hearts of everyone? So Bhagavan will inspire that person to speak what is good for him. That is also very helpful sense. This is making approach the wise ones of the society. Not all these words, this is not all people. Bhagavan totally confused. Karpanya dosho bahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammohasita yachyasyam nishitam bruhitanne shityasteham sanimam tvam prapannam. This is verse number 7, chapter number 2. This is the verse chanted by Arjuna surrendering unto Krishna. Actually, this verse transforms the whole flow. First chapter is Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Arjuna is drowning in sorrow. Interestingly, Arjuna was talking and Krishna was silent. Most of us are in this stage. We are doing, our ego in us is tackling so much. Bhagavan, we don't even give an opportunity for Bhagavan to guide us. Bhagavan is helping us decide. What is the result? Arjuna Vishada. Sorrow is the result. Then Arjuna becomes human. There is some problem with me. Because I am talking words of wisdom and I am collapsing. Because if I am wise, the strength of wisdom is, the sign of wisdom is strength. Wherever wisdom is there, strength has to be there, peace has to be there, clarity has to be there. And here I am talking words of wisdom, but I am collapsing. I am not even able to hold the tongue. Yes. Problem is. What is he doing? Surrender. And with this surrender, Bhagavan starts to. This verse number 7, so great saints on your Andalusian minds, they should say that whenever you have problems in life, not one or two, chant this verse every day before going to sleep. Bhagavan, see. Then, miraculously something. So, only ways of making decisions. But those waters. Tomorrow, we will take up another problem. What is tomorrow's problem? Divinizing action. Yes, the essence of Karma Yoga is this. Oh, Guru Dev, darshan dijo. Tum ho jagat ke dhata. तुम ही हो ब्रह्मा, तुम ही हो विष्णु, हरि ओम